Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. And if you can believe it, people, we are here. It is week 18 of the NFL. It has come, it has gone, and we are at the end, man, and I got to say, before we get too far along the way, Damar Hamlin, thinking and praying for you, has made a remarkable recovery so far. The battle is going to continue for a long, long time, but ultimately, to me, this guy won the battle that night because, you know what, he's still with us. Mike Wilson, you're with me this morning. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, prayers, thoughts, is we all hope for a good recovery from Hamlin. I mean, that was absolutely just terrifying what happened on Monday night. But it sounds like he's getting better, and that's the only thing we can hope for and pray for, buddy.
Absolutely, man. It's amazing. The power of prayer, the power of people coming together, and this guy is just remarkable. He's a great human being, and more power to him, man. It's fantastic. We got to take a break. National title Monday night. So much to dive into. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like, people. And phone lines are going to be open all day today because, quite frankly, it's week 18 and we're going to do things slightly different than we normally do on a week-to-week basis. So get after us at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so week 18 is upon us, Mike Wilson. I want to get to the national championship game, which is going to be Monday night. I want to talk NBA basketball with you. I got some thoughts and opinions about what I've been seeing from the Milwaukee Bucks, which isn't all that great. When you give up 51 points to the Charlotte Hornets, they're an absolutely pathetic basketball team. You get what I'm trying to say. I think they got some issues, and I think that we got a lot of things to talk about, basically, in a nutshell. But I do want to start with the decision about the AFC championship game being played on a neutral field. What are your thoughts and opinions about how the NFL handled an unprecedented situation, right? And hopefully we'll never, ever have to deal with this ever again. And again, hopefully DeMar Hamlin makes a complete recovery. The guy's able to play football and everything's great. But truth be told, this was unprecedented. We'd never seen this before. We never have seen the outcome of what's going to happen now, that they have to play on a neutral field for that AFC championship game. And ultimately, just how everybody gets better, man, and how you get past this all. Like, quite frankly, I think that was a lot to take in on Monday night, man. I mean, I watched that, and immediately my thoughts were, quite frankly, I said, how the hell are they going to go out and play again after what just happened? I don't think it was humanly possible. So it was great to see guys on the football field on Saturday, with that being said, right? Because there were a couple games that took place, and kudos and congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who won that AFC South, and they're going to the postseason. And Kansas City, now the number one seed, as they beat the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. So look, so much going on in my head, as you can tell, Mike. I mean, there's a lot that we had to digest this week, bro.
Yeah, no, there was a lot to digest this week. And, you know, to go back to a comment that you made right off the jump, this was unprecedented. This is something we had never seen. This had never happened in a game. You know, Andy, when it happened, and in the outcome of what I'm about to say was different, but I had, and nobody had mentioned this. I had never heard this mentioned throughout the week, and, you know, between work and listening to the radio and see what other people had to say, I was a little shocked that it wasn't brought up. But I thought of Hank Gathers from Loyola Marymount back in the late 80s, early 90s, where he he completes an alley-oop dunk and he goes back and he just collapses right there on the ground, on the court during the WCC tournament, men's basketball tournament. So, you know, I had a flashback to that, and I was just sitting there watching it, just shocked as everybody else. And trying to figure out, man, how did something like this happen? Because you take a look at the hit, it's a football play. It wasn't any more violent than, you know, someone, you know, coming across the middle and Ronnie Lott taking their head off. It wasn't even like that.
Right.
It was what these doctors have said is just, it's a freak occurrence. It really is. And, you know, one of those, just my thought in terms of, you know, how do we do this moving forward? And, you know, to answer your question, I'm okay with what the NFL is doing to make this a neutral site game. It's unprecedented. It's never been seen before. So unprecedented times called for unprecedented measures. I don't have a problem with it because, look, you have the top three teams, you know, you got Kansas City, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Any one of those teams could go into the other person's building and win a game. I don't think home field advantage would create that huge of a difference for these top three teams. So doing it at a neutral site, I have no problem with it. If that's the way it has to be done, through something like this and after what we witnessed Monday night, okay. Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with it. So what about you, Andy? What do you think?
I think it was unprecedented, and I think they did what they had to do to make it as fair as they possibly could. However, with that being said, if my knowledge is correct, if the Bengals lose to Baltimore today, right, they're going to be playing on a neutral field. Is that correct too? Or I thought I saw something about that. I'm kind of shocked at that. I don't understand that whole thing. And I know the Bengals were very disappointed, and they did not want to accept what was being thrown their way as far as potentially how the seedings could affect them with where they'd be playing. I think cooler heads prevailed, I guess, at the end of the day. And when you put it all in perspective and you think about what took place on Monday night, and then you say to yourself, well, you know what? I don't think it matters that much. Right. So I think they did what they had to do, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, Mike. And I think that,
right,
when you have to play on a neutral field, you know, I guess that's supposed to not matter for anybody, right? I mean, so, but you play all season long to get that home field, you know? So in a weird way, I feel a little bit bad. And I think they did what they had to do under the circumstances. And I don't think there would have been a perfect situation, you know? I mean, so they did the best they possibly could, I guess. Do you know what I'm talking about with if Baltimore winds up winning against the Bengals, that they're going to be playing on a neutral field as well? Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm kind of like you, Andy. I saw that and I was like, okay, well, Baltimore, anything going to be like the fourth or fifth seed or
you know, something like that.
They'd be the six and the three, right? So,
right.
That's what it would be. They'd be the six seed and the three seed, and then they'd have them play on a neutral field. I feel bad for the Bengals in that situation.
Right, right. You do, because even if they earn the three seed, you know, you still have a better record regardless of how many games they would have played over Baltimore. So it's, you know, look, the NFL is in waters that they've never been in. And I'm with you, Andy. It just seems a little weird, maybe slightly unfair, but I think Cincinnati's been balling out the last, like the last 4 or 5 weeks. So in the end, I don't think it really matters for Cincinnati where they play. Plus, I mean, if it was Baltimore, that's a division foe. They know everything Baltimore's going to try and do. That's not some shocking thing for them. So we'll see. But look, everybody has to have a little bit of understanding through all this. It's new to the NFL. It's new to the fans and the media. So, you know, the NFL is just trying to make the best of just a bad situation.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. A lot to be decided yet on week 18. We'll get to all the playoff implications and things that could take place throughout the day on the other side. So keep it close. Get involved with us, people, if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Pigskin Opinion for Mike on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Mike Wilson, tag team partner in crime. We're hanging out, man. We're talking sports, people. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. A lot of NFL on our minds. A lot of the championship game, which is Monday. TCU, an improbable run for them. Playing, obviously, Georgia, who had to fight back in their game. I mean, just actually great, great semifinal games. I'll be honest with you, man. They were definitely good. So hopefully the Monday night game is right there with it and just absolutely fantastic as well. So a lot to talk about. We'll get into NBA, like I said. But before we went to the break, Mike, I did tell you we would talk a little bit about the live scenarios with the NFC and the AFC as far as we know right now what it is up to the moment. And this is it, folks. Like what I'm going to tell you, all these things potentially could happen because the games haven't started yet today. So everything I tell you right now, I am telling you it could be the way it is. Philadelphia Eagles, let's start there in the NFC. They can be the number one seed with a win or a tie. They need Dallas to lose or tie. They need San Francisco to lose or tie. That would give Philadelphia the number one seed. San Francisco can get the number one seed with a win and a Philadelphia loss. Okay? Dallas can get the number one seed. Yep, Dallas, even Dallas, with a win, a Philly loss, and a San Francisco loss and or tie. Okay? San Francisco gets the number two seed with a San Francisco win, a Philly win or tie, or San Francisco ties, the Minnesota Vikings lose or tie, or the third scenario, San Francisco loses and Minnesota both loses as well. So San Francisco, to me, sounds like they've got a very good handle on the number two seed. Sounds to me like Philadelphia should have a good handle on the number one seed if they win the game, right? Okay. Philadelphia gets the number two seed. Well, here we go. With the loss, a Dallas loss, and a San Francisco win, because then San Francisco would be the one seed. Minnesota gets that number two seed with a win and a San Francisco loss, a Minnesota tie, a San Francisco loss. I don't think they're getting the number two seed, okay? Dallas, this could happen. Dallas gets a win, Philly loses, and San Francisco wins. Like, that could happen. But I don't think Philly's going to lose to the Giants because the Giants are in, and they're going to be resting players, I'm pretty sure. Everybody will probably be resting players to a certain degree. But I think Philadelphia really needs that home field advantage. I'll get your thoughts on it, Mike, in a moment. Minnesota gets the three seed with a loss, or a Minnesota tie and a San Francisco tie, or just a San Francisco win. So it kind of sounds like Minnesota is going to be locked into three to me. Okay. In a way.
Right.
Let's take a look a little bit further down. Okay. Cause we kind of have those teams are what's interesting there, but let's take a look at what could happen with the seventh seed. Seattle gets the seventh seed with a win, a Green Bay tie, or a loss. Seattle can tie, Detroit can tie, and Washington can lose or tie. Detroit can get it with a win and a Seattle loss or a tie. Detroit can tie and Seattle can lose. Detroit can tie, Seattle can tie, and Washington can win. I mean, again, like, it's just a lot of crazy scenarios. And then here's the easiest scenario.
Right.
for the Green Bay Packers. Just win, baby, and you're in. Okay? Right. I mean, like, so the NFC, what I'm trying to say, and if you don't get what I'm saying by the way I'm saying it to you, it sounds like a freaking mess, okay? Because there's so much still to be determined, right? And I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't get a lot better in the AFC, Mike, okay? All right, so check this out. Ready? Like, this is – okay.
Here we go.
We know that Kansas City is the number one seed, okay? That we know, okay? Okay.
Right.
But Buffalo can get the two seed with a loss and a Cincinnati loss and a tie, or a Buffalo tie, or Buffalo just wins, okay? So if they win or tie, basically, they got that two seed, okay? Cincinnati can get it with a win and a Buffalo loss. Cincinnati's going to get that three seed with a loss or a tie and a Buffalo win. But at the end of the day, I think you want to go into this last week and you want to beat Baltimore no matter what. Kind of sounds to me like Cincinnati could potentially be locked into that three spot, right? Okay. But you got to go out there and you got to play. Buffalo gets the three seed with a Buffalo loss and a Cincinnati win. So the only way that Cincinnati is getting that two spot is if Buffalo loses, right? I don't see any scenario in hell that Buffalo's losing today, brother. I mean, I'm sorry, but think about the emotions that are going to be going on at that freaking game. Oh, my gosh. Like, I know that the Patriots are playing to get in too, bro, but come on now. You're going into a lion's den in a major way there, man. Okay, so the chart, this is where it gets a little interesting because it looks like the wild card race can be a little jumbled up here, right? Like the Chargers can have the five seed with a win, a tie, and a Baltimore tie or a Baltimore loss. So it looks to me like they potentially could be locked into that five spot because I feel like Cincinnati should be able to beat Baltimore, okay? Baltimore would get it with a win and with a tie and a Charger loss. That's the scenario for them. They need the Chargers to lose or tie, basically, okay? Baltimore is going to get the six seed with a loss, a Baltimore tie, Charger tie, or just a Charger win, like I said before. So probably locked into 5 and 6, but never know. Okay. So here's where it gets interesting. Let's talk about the seventh seed here for a moment. New England, if you win, you're in. Okay. Win and you're in. Or tie. Miami loses or ties. Pittsburgh loses or ties, or Miami loses and Pittsburgh loses. So a lot riding on it for New England to go out there and win the game because it sounds to me like they control their own destiny, Mike, okay? Miami needs a win, a New England loss, or a tie, a New England loss, and a Pittsburgh loss and or tie. Miami needs some help. They don't control their own destiny. Pittsburgh needs some help. With a win, a Miami loss or tie, a New England loss or tie, a Pittsburgh tie, and then a Miami loss and a New England loss. So the only team that controls their own destiny there is the New England Patriots. The Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots control their own destiny today, Mike. Everybody else needs some help still, as far as the wild card goes.
Right.
And then we went through all the different scenarios with number one seed and throughout the way. A lot to be decided on week 18, bro. Is that awesome or is that awesome?
I'm glad there is not a quiz or a test over all these different combinations because I don't know if I'd be able to pass it, right?
Either, bro.
Yeah, basically I'm looking, you know, my Dolphins need to win and they need a little bit of help. Yes, the Patriots. I don't see, dude, I'm with you. I don't see any way in, you know what, that New England goes into Buffalo and gets a win. I just don't see it, not on a day like this. I just don't see it. Pittsburgh can win at home, for sure. To me, that last spot, so to speak, Pittsburgh has the best chance to me because they're playing at home. They're playing Cleveland. They just don't lose to Cleveland at home. They just don't do that. Miami is playing like garbage. So they could, with their third string quarterback or fourth string quarterback or whatever the hell it is now, but they're playing at home, so that'll help that situation. I have no confidence in them right now. They've lost five straight. They, like I said, they've looked like garbage, just street stinky garbage. And then, you know, New England, I don't trust New England as far as I could throw them in terms of winning a game, and especially winning a game like today. That's going to be in Buffalo. Like you said, with all that emotion going on with that franchise and in that stadium today, I mean, it's a tall ask to ask Mac Jones and that team to go in there. So, you know, you get all these different combinations, and there's a part of me, Andy, I'm going to be, hey, just give me the top four and let's go. Like, the 7-8 seeds, you're not going to go anywhere. I don't see that. Just give me the top four and let's call it good. You know,
you don't think my Green Bay Packers, if they get in, are dangerous? You don't think Tampa Tom?
Oh no,
might
no, no,
be
no, no.
Dangerous?
I'm talking the AFC. I should have quantified that. I was talking the AFC. No,
all
your
right,
Packers
brother.
Get in, they're dangerous. I'm sorry.
All right, bro. We got to take a break, everybody. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Come at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so Mike Wilson, looks like we got some joker in Southern California that wants to talk to us about sports. He comes to us a lot. He comes to us a lot. We know this guy. We call him MISM. That means that's Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, it's your world, man. We're just squirrels trying to get a nut. And I know you got a lot to say because, holy hell, the Green Bay Packers have a shot to make the playoffs. And I know, I just know that makes your heart happy, bro.
Well, Happy New Year, Andy. How are you, my friend? Nice to hear you back on the radio. Wait.
Yep, doing all right, brother. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Is that someone there with you? Do you have someone with you today helping you? Co-host? Wait, is that who I think it is? Is that MJ? Like the guy who snubbed MISM when you were gone doing a kick line with the Rockettes and didn't ask him to be a co-host with him? Is that who's with you today? MJ, really? Dude, I mean, seriously, how many years have we had been going at this? And no offer? No invitation to call when Andy's up there with the Rockettes putting his legs up, you know, up doing his thing in Radio City? I was heartbroken, man. I really am. Really.
Well, look.
How we're going to end that year.
MISF, look, I'll bring you some oysters. We'll have some bagels, too. We'll be like, you know, we'll just do it all up, and we'll break some bread, and we'll get over this.
It's gonna be
maybe he'll get you to the Rose Bowl or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, if my Packers make it to the Super Bowl, I know who lives in Arizona who's going to be getting me a couple of Super Bowl tickets. That's my boy MJ. He's got two tickets going to MISM to make up for that one. Come on now. And by the
I
way,
like that. I like
Andy,
that. I like
Andy. Andy, what's up with my Packers? 5 weeks ago, Rodgers is done. He's a bum. You should trade him, blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying, I'm the only one on this program. I'm the only one, you know, that said, stick with him. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. He's going to figure out the receiving core. Let's get healthy. You wouldn't listen to me. You're like, I'm the professional. I'm telling you this. You know, they stink. And I was like, dude. Bandwagon's open, and you are more than happy to jump on it. MJ, by the way, you can come on it too today because it is a Packer world. I am so happy. I am so excited for this. Yes, it is my team. And by the way, it can be all your teams too because they are America's team. So that being said, I am so happy to be back with you guys. I am so happy to be here on this incredible final day of the NFL season after what started off to be a scary, horrifying week. I'm glad that things are looking up for tomorrow and everything, and that the NFL is really handling this, I guess, in the best way possible. Circling back, nice to see the Ohio State give up 18 in the fourth, and them and Michigan, you know, basically drop the ball with the Big Ten. I also have like to circle back on a couple things on both bowl games, if you guys don't mind. This idea, you know, first of all, the bowl games got weakened by the playoff. But now with all these players opting out, and I'll just take one example. Graham Mertz from Wisconsin. Now, granted, the Badgers won. But he was one of a handful. And he wasn't even opting for the pros. He was just went for the transfer portal because he's a Florida Gator. My goodness gracious. But seriously, these bowl games now are not a celebration of the season end. They've become more of a preseason game to put out these younger guys because the seniors are leaving for the pros or for the transfer portal. It's really made these bowls almost unwatchable. That being said, Tulane Green Wave has to be the darling, the most spectacular event in all of the bowl games combined. I thought them beating USC couldn't have been top. It won't be. If TCU beats or is competitive with Georgia, I still don't think it'll be as big as what Tulane did, going from literally worst to winning a bowl game against none other than the University of Spoiled Children. So anyway, great guys. Nice to be back with you all. I'm hoping for a really wonderful day and a fantastic Sunday night with Green Bay Packer football, healthy team, and at the Frozen Tundra, and we'll see what happens, man. Looking forward for a big run and for MJ to get me those couple of Super Bowl tickets in a month.
So, hey, just want to get a couple of thoughts and opinions from you before we let you run. And I love the rants you always have because they're fantastic. Like, no doubt, bro. You're like, I don't know if you prepare for this or not, but it seems like you do, okay? So I got a couple things that I just want to throw at you on the spot, and we'll see how you can respond to them. And they're just going to be kind of random, okay? And I do want to start with DeMar Hamlin and what we saw on Monday and how the NFL reacted to it, the world reacted to it, and how it's been just a magical few days where we've seen remarkable recovery from this guy. And God willing, he'll play football one day again, which is insane to me to think. But it could freaking happen, and that would be just insane and amazing and awesome. Okay, so I want your thoughts about what you saw, because I'm sure you were watching on Monday night, and how you were able to digest that, and how you think the NFL digested it, and the way that they handled the AFC and the championship game, and then potentially for Baltimore and the Bengals, if the Bengals are to lose. So talk to me a little bit about each of those, and in any order.
So my Monday night, I left the game to go pick up my son, who was having physical therapy because he had surgery, a little hip surgery over the break. And literally, as I get in the car, I turned on the NFL network on the radio, and I heard what's going on, and I'm just like, "What?" So I missed the play. Picked him up, came back, we rewound it, and we saw it, and I was just absolutely horrified, like Joe Buck and Aikman. I mean, everyone was just like, you know, what do we do here? Throwing it to the studio back and forth. Nobody knows. You can't really prepare for these things except for the medical people who did prepare for these things were unbelievable from what I understand. All the reports you said is that his life was saved within those first few minutes because the preparation of the medical staff at these games is no one really knows it. They're sitting in the they're waiting for something like this, and they were ready to pounce on it and do it and take care of the situation, which is just incredible. How the NFL then now had to figure this out? I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm thinking they got to push it back a week, but there was like all these scenarios, and I guess when it comes down to it, it's probably the best. Yeah, I think the Bengals are kind of getting jawed by it a little bit. But I'm not sure what you would want to do because, so let's say you played the game this week, you pushed everything back, or you played this week's game this week, and then you see what happens and then push everything back, but then who gets the bye? Then everyone gets the bye. You know, it is what it is. We were in a situation in which they've never been before, and, you know, I think when it all boils down to it, we've got the best situation possible. You know, a coin flip's a coin flip. I think the Bengals probably, the idea that they changed the rule is one thing that I totally get with the Bengals, that they should still just go by the winning percentage, and that's because it's in the rule book that way. So, you know, they had foes, they had to get a certain amount of votes from the teams to get it right. or to change the rule. So, you know, we've always talked about you can't change rules in the middle of the season. So I'm a little bit on the fence with that. But, you know, I think they talked about it enough that they had to say, you know, we want to do what's kind of right for everybody. And, you know, that's what they did. So I guess I'm good with it. You know, we'll see it all, how it works out. It's also a situation that has to happen. And we don't even know if that situation is going to happen where we get to the coin flip. So,
I feel like you answered it kind of the same way when Mike and I talked about it. They made the best out of a really, really bad situation. Like that's ultimately the way we have to look at this and understand it. And, hope it never happens again. Like honestly, in so many ways, hope it never happens again. I don't want to see that car crash on a football field again. Like I just don't want to see that. Okay. So let me ask you the next thing here. I know you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. They just gave up 51 points to a Charlotte Hornet team that at the time was 10-29. Now they're 11-29, I believe. But the point is they're really bad, okay? The Milwaukee Bucks have, like, a former defensive player of the year or two on there, I believe, or with Giannis. Brooke playing great underneath the basket, protecting the paint. But am I crazy? I think they've got issues, man. You know me. I'm a Bucks fan as well. I think they got some issues. And I think it's more than Chris Middleton. Like, Chris Middleton's huge, man, because you can't make up that 25 points. It's hard. It's really hard. But I think even if he comes back, they still got wing issues, man. Like, The wings they got aren't able to guard the Tatums and the Browns and the KDs. And I know that there aren't many teams that have guys. But when they had P.J. Tucker, like, the 50 points that Kevin Durant scored were the hardest 50 points that guy could ever score in his life, okay? So I think you understand what I'm saying. I think they're good. I think they're a tough out. But I don't necessarily think this team that we're seeing on the floor right now is good enough to be championship worthy. How are you feeling about your Milwaukee Bucks?
I think you're absolutely right. They are championship worthy without Middleton, because with Middleton, everything gets rotated around if Middleton's in the lineup and healthy.
No, but so I'm saying, hold on. I'm saying even with Middleton, okay? Because if you've watched Middleton, unfortunately, and this is sad right now, but he's a shell of what he used to be, okay? And if you haven't noticed that, then you haven't watched the few games that he's played. It's been disappointing, to say the least, okay? I have real concerns about Chris moving forward. I really do. I don't know if he'll ever be the same player he was. I hope, I pray, but I from what I've seen, I gotta be reserved about this, and I gotta have the wait and see approach, MISM. So, even with Middleton, they need wings that can guard. Like he can't guard Tatum and Brown, and if he does, he's gonna be exhausted on the offense. And Joe Ingles, like, he's okay, he's all right, but He can't guard those guys. He's too slow, bro. He's recovering from knee surgery. They need to go get a dude that can guard somebody, man. So do they you think this current team can win a championship right now, the way they're constructed?
I don't think they can win a championship right now. No, they're not playing well, and they're not having to focus. And I think, like, you need a Middleton or someone to help with that, okay? You know, He has been so much a part of the offense. He was so much a part of the championship team, and I don't believe he's necessarily gone. I don't think he's really 100%. So
he isn't 100%. Hey, hold tight. We'll bring you on to finish this thought on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with our good buddy who comes to us from Southern California, Santa Monica, if you will. That's why we call him MISM, Mitch in Santa Monica. And didn't mean to cut you off, but we were going to break, brother. So give us your final thought. Give us your final take. I do want to hear your prediction. Do the Packers win, obviously, at Lambeau? And I know the prediction. Of course, you think they're going to win. And so do I, for crying out loud. But, hey, I don't want to give my picks up until a little later in hour number two. But go ahead, MISM. Your floor one more time, because we got to get out of here after this in a moment.
Final take. In terms of the Bucs, they'll be fine as long as they can get Giannis and Drew and Chris healthy. They seem to be a rotating, medical surgical room there with these guys. Get them all back and we'll be fine. I'm just happy to be back with you guys. Happy New Year. MJ, I still love you. Andy, you too, my man. I'm looking forward to a great day. And, I think, and I'm glad the NFL flexed the Packer game to this evening. I would say go Seahawks. So we'll see what Detroit does. But I don't think, win or lose, the Detroit Lions are not going to want to stop their really nice season with just a sit-back game. They're going to be going full force no matter what's going on. So I'm looking forward to a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun, man.
Hey. Go all back right, up. Brother. Appreciate you, man. Awesome stuff from MISM. Hey, Mike, in a weird way, I want Seattle to lose so that There's a lot riding on that Packer-Detroit game, and it would be a hell of a lot of fun to have that be the game that comes down to the playoffs, right? That'd be awesome.
Right.
All right.
Right, that would be
Go ahead,
be awesome.
Man, real quick, and then we got to get out of here.
No, hey, can't. TCU, let's go get it tomorrow night and Monday night, baby. Let's see.
We'll talk about that on the other side, man.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden departs Washington for the U.S. southern border. He'll tour El Paso, the epicenter of the border crisis, and meet with officials. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, whose district Biden is visiting this afternoon, urges the president to meet with Border Patrol agents.
It's important that the men and women in green know that the commander-in-chief supports their mission.
This is Biden's first visit to the border as president. The Buffalo Bills will have DeMar Hamlin in their hearts and on their minds when they take the field 1 hour from now in Buffalo to face off against the Patriots in their first game since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest in this past week's Monday Night Football game. Hamlin opened up on Instagram saying that the love he has received has been overwhelming and that he's thankful for everyone who has prayed and reached out. He says this will only make him stronger. The Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student is showing improvement. Dave Collins reports.
The Virginia teacher who suffered life-threatening injuries after she was shot in the chest by a six-year-old student has made a positive turn. Newport News Superintendent Dr. George Parker III.
Today our students got a lesson in gun violence.
Police swarmed Rich Neck Elementary School Friday after reports of an active shooter. Here's one concerned grandmother.
We have to do something about this. Now it's taking over our baby.
The boy was taken into custody, is not being identified due to his age. It's unclear where he obtained the handgun.
California is bracing for more severe weather that has already knocked out power to more than a half million people this morning. Forecasters say another storm system will bring heavy rain, high winds, and flooding to coastal areas. The National Weather Service warns the region will be hit by a parade of storms on the heels of last week's bomb cyclone. The House will take up debate on new rules Monday after electing a new speaker in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy finally gaining enough support. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
It has never been done before until now. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries makes history as the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. He tells NBC's Meet the Press he's proud of that fact.
I look forward to doing the best possible job to staying focused to getting things done. But I do think that it is another data point on the journey in America, which is we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Jeffries received all of his party's 212 votes in a late night vote that wrapped up early Saturday. He will lead the House Democratic minority for the next 2 years, taking over for Nancy Pelosi. A federal judge in Mexico City is halting the extradition to the United States of the son of notorious drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The Mexican army captured the son, who is himself a prominent cartel leader, during a raid last week that led to the deaths of 29 people, 10 military personnel, and 19 gang members. More than 20 arrests were made. The U.S. is seeking Guzman's extradition for drug trafficking charges. Avatar, The Way of Water, keeps pulling in crowds at the theaters.
The epic James Cameron sequel is still the film to beat at the box office. It's estimated to make another $40 million this weekend, bringing it to over $500 million domestically. Even more impressive, though, worldwide, the totals are $1.5 billion. Horror comedy flick Megan had a strong opening weekend, as receipts indicate a $27 million.
That's Jerry Barmash. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. And people, we have come to week 18 in the NFL, baby. And wow, what an amazing year when you really think about it. So much chaos, so much craziness. 14 teams, if I'm not mistaken, under 500. A lot of parity, a few elite teams, a few elite quarterbacks. It's kind of the way it always is. Usual suspects to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, we got chaos. We got a lot of fun. We got all kinds of things riding still on week 18 of the NFL. And we're going to talk a little bit about the national championship game on the other side before we break down all the action, Mike, of what we think is going to happen in the NFL. But man, oh man, what a ride, what a journey, what a season, bro.
No, it's been exactly that. Just so many stories, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, look, you look back on the season, you have the whole Deshaun Watson debacle. And all of that, you look at the new coaches around the league, and you just wonder, are we even worthy of this game? I mean, this game brings us so much happiness and so much frustration, but it's been a great season, though. I will agree.
I agree. Talking national championship on the other side, and then it's all about the NFL Week 18, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, y'all. Keep it close.
A
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Save $200, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, pulling you through another one, baby. Get at us if you'd like. A couple different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so, Mike, before we get into NFL football, which is the king of all, we know that, but we haven't done this any love, any justice, and we need to because my guy, my boy, Max Duggan, I love this guy, man. The guy is amazing, okay? Max is the man, okay? And TCU, what they've done, I mean, it's amazing, bro. It really is. Like, he wasn't supposed to be the guy. Max wasn't supposed to be the guy. It was supposed to be somebody else. And then all of a sudden, he's sitting in that Heisman room, like, with these other dudes, right? Georgia, we know about them, man. We know about Bennett. We know about this kid. We know about what they've done with their culture, right? Like, they're the new Alabama, man. It's Georgia. They're who people are trying to be like now. So what kind of an opportunity is this for TCU, number one? And number two, I mean, or number one, A, whatever, however you want to put it, what kind of an opportunity is this for Georgia to like, really say, hey, we are the kings of college football right now, and you know what? It's an honor and a privilege to play at Georgia. So give me the skinny on both sides, man.
Well, look, let's let's start with TCU. TCU didn't even have, I believe they don't even have a winning record last year. They didn't go to a bowl game last year. They're playing for the Natty. That's how much Sonny Dykes has changed that culture in a year. And having a quarterback, I mean, you and I both know, if you don't have a quarterback, you got nothing. You got nothing at all at the big time Division I college football level, and certainly on the NFL level. Max Duggan, you knew I was there last week at that, the Michigan TCU game and all that. Duggan, watching him warm up, I'm telling you, he had laser focus. His body language, it was just like, I'm here, this is a job, let's go. He just kind of had it going from the get-go. Not that Michigan didn't, but I think Michigan thought that they were going to come in and just kind of run over TCU a little bit, and this was the precursor to the big meal happening on Monday night. For Michigan, and they got shot. And Michigan's game plan, I thought in the beginning, I don't know if they could have played any more of a boring type of offense or predictable type of offense in that game. And look, TCU, Max Duggan, Sonny Dykes throwing the ball over the yard, screen passes, little gadget plays here and there. Showed Michigan and showed the rest of the country, don't sleep on us or you're going to suffer the same fate. And watching TCU after the game and the celebration down on the field and the alumni and the way Sonny Dykes was responding to stuff and the players, you can't help but root for TCU in this game. If you saw what I saw, if you're not rooting for TCU, I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with you. I mean, I don't know. And then you flip it over to Georgia, and like you said, they're the new Bama. And you know, for you, there's a Saguaro kid that plays middle linebacker, outside backer for the Georgia Bulldogs. Nice. So there's some local tie-ins here with this, and he's playing well. The kid from Saguaro, the local kid. So Georgia can go anywhere in the country and get the talent that they need to do what they're doing and to really, Monday night to put their foot down and get back-to-back national championships with a quarterback. Look, and their quarterback is kind of like Duggan. He kind of came out of nowhere, and he held his time. He stayed at Georgia and competed and fought through it all. And now he's going to be – he has the possibility to be a two-time national champion winning quarterback. I mean, there's not many quarterbacks in college football history that can say they're back-to-back winners and have a story like Stetson. There's not many that can say that. So, there's a lot riding, obviously, on this game, but the stories behind the teams and their success is really something to marvel at.
Yeah, I would just say my takeaway from both games was, first and foremost, when you were talking about TCU, I think what was the most shocking thing for Michigan and what they just weren't ready for was the speed of the linebackers on the defensive side for TCU and just overall their ability to battle and not be pushed around by a team, like Michigan, who thought that they were going to run right over them. So I think the physicality, I guess, is what I'm really trying to say of TCU was a little bit shocking. We'll see if that'll continue for them Monday night against Georgia, who again is going to be extremely physical with them, that they want to run downhill on you as well. So,
right.
Are they up for the task two times in a row? Two good coaches. Great quarterback and Max. You know how much I've supported him all season long and what I've thought of him. And I think we got to brace ourselves for what could be a really electrifying and fantastic national championship game. I really do. I think we got ourselves the matchup that ultimately is probably the best one. You know, Ohio State got out early on Georgia, and they looked like they were up for the task. But ultimately, like, you know, they got out physical. So I think we got the two mm-hmm. most physical teams. You know what I'm saying? So I like it. I think we're all going to be pleasantly surprised and shocked with what we see on Monday night.
No, I think most people are going to be surprised with what they find on Monday night in the national championship game. And I think the speed that TCU has, it can certainly be matched by Georgia. I mean, look, you and I both know Georgia has some NFL dudes all over that team. They have for, like, what, the past 3 years. I mean, it seems like they've had three starting lineups on both sides of the ball drafted, you know, the last few years in the NFL draft. But TCU's going to walk in there. They're not going to be scared at all. I don't think that moment's going to be too big for them at all. They took down Michigan. I think most people were picking Michigan in that game, and they slayed that giant. Now it's the real big giant that they're going hunting after. And I think TCU stands about as good a chance against Georgia as anybody. Look, I mean, Ohio State gave a little bit of a blueprint about how you go at Georgia and how you're going to score. And I'm sure TCU and Sonny Dykes, who is a passing game kind of legend in college football, has probably designed a scheme or two, I'm sure, that can maybe expose Georgia a little bit. And so, like I said, Monday night, it's going to be fun. It's going to be rocking out there at SoFi. The only bad thing about the national championship game, they're not letting fans tailgate in the parking lot, which is that's heresy to me. Yeah,
I agree, but look for the connection, man. Max Duggan to Johnston, because like you said, if they've got a guy that can do it, it's him, just the same way that Marvin Harrison Jr. was doing it for Ohio State before he got injured. Like that was a big part of that game, too. When we come back, man, all about the NFL the rest of the way, baby. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093.
800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Week 18 of the NFL is here, people. I can't even believe it. It's insane to me, but always a roller coaster ride when you think about the NFL season and how long it is and all the ups and downs and the journey that is for all these different teams and the different paths that they go. And Mike, I want to just run through the games real quick and then we'll start talking about things. Buccaneers, Falcons playing, Patriots, Bills, that's a big one. Seedings and Patriots making it or not making it. Vikings, Bears, kind of important for the Vikings, absolutely not important for the Bears. Ravens, Bengals, important for both of those teams. Texans, Colts, actually important in a weird way because we're talking about the draft in this one. But that's, you know, beside the point. You shouldn't be thinking like that, but some people do think like that. Jets, Dolphins, I guess that's a big one because both these teams can still make the playoffs potentially. Panthers, Saints, really not a meaningful football game other than maybe Panthers playing to give Steve Wilks an opportunity to continue playing, being the coach for the Panthers. Browns, Steelers, that's a big one for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, dude could stay over 500. 9-8 could be the record on the season. Guy's never been under 500 in his career. Browns maybe could build a little momentum for next season. Like, they kind of just missed when you think about it at 7-9 and all the chaos that ensued for them all season long. So maybe not so terrible when you think about the future if Deshaun Watson can find his feet for the Browns. Chargers, Broncos, big game for the Chargers. In the sense that they can be the 5 seed. Otherwise, I think they can move a little bit. So Broncos, not so much. They had a tough season. You know, tough season for Russell Wilson, who got a quarter of $1 billion, and really tough for Hackett, who already got fired. So, wow, well, crazy. Giants, Eagles, both these teams in the postseason. Good season for both of them. Danny Dimes, like, dude, got to give this guy some props when you think about it. This guy was a man of the country when the season started. Like, so I actually think the Giants might have to bring this guy back and they might have to pay this dude. Like, whoa, insane when you think about it. I don't know. I really don't know. Eagles, a lot to play for, man. That number one seed, like, they've had a great season. And to not get the number one seed, to me, seems like a huge disappointment, to be honest with you. Cardinals, not playing for much. I mean, you know, like, the season went by pretty quickly for them at 4-12 at this point, and probably going to be 4-13 after they visit the 49ers in Santa Clara, California. 49ers playing for a lot. Rams not playing for a lot. Seahawks playing for a lot. They might get into the postseason. Cowboys playing for a lot. The Commanders not really playing for a lot. Lions and Packers. Lions might be playing for a lot if Seattle loses the football game, right? Like, the Packers are playing for a ton because if they win, they're in. I mean, And then we know what happened on Saturday. Chiefs beat the Raiders. Jaguars, welcome to the playoffs. You beat the Titans. And I got to tell you, Josh Dobbs actually, he played all right. I know he had a couple of mistakes, and they got to him on that big play for the fumble recovery and touchdown. But, like, the guy actually played a decent game, and I just think that it was destiny for the Jags to get it done, man. Like, they'd been playing so well that they just deserve to make it to the postseason. All right, bro. So much riding on week 18, man. Like, give me some of your thoughts, dude.
Well, look, some of my thoughts go from, you know, Kansas City doing the whirly derby play where the offensive line is spinning around. They come out and they throw like halfback pass back to the other side to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, man. How fun was that to see a meaningful game in Jacksonville? I mean, they have been bottom feeders for a very long time. That fan base, you got to give it to them. They've stuck with this team. Trevor Lawrence is starting to grow into what we thought he would be as the number one pick a couple years ago. And look, my household is heavy into the Steelers. My son is on his way down to watch the games like we always do every Sunday. And let me just say this, Andy, and I'm just going to go off on a little tangent, and I apologize to whoever. A couple weeks ago, I take my son out to Pittsburgh in the middle of that very cold, cold weather that they were having. And I'm telling you, he got to see a great win by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the last couple minutes of that game. But I'm telling you, as a father, when your son sees his team play and he walks into the stadium door and he sees the entire stadium for the first time and guys are warming up and he sees his guy Najee, he loves Pickett, you know, he's seen the whole thing, and he just goes, "Dad, this is lit. This is awesome." You know, and I went, "You know what? Win, lose, or draw, my mission was accomplished on that day." So, you know, I was very happy for my son that he got to see his team and his team win. But moving forward to today, look, I'm looking forward to that Green Bay-Detroit game tonight because Detroit is one of those teams, like, you mess around, you're going to get spanked. You're going to get hit. You're going to get hurt. And I think I just want to see Green Bay come out tonight with just, let's step on their throat from the jump. Let's put these guys down. They're not coming in the Lambo. This is our house kind of mentality. But the longer if they let Detroit hang around, all bets are off, because you and I both know Detroit is not one of those teams you want to mess around with. Because they're better than what people expect. It's kind of like Jacksonville. Mess around and find out. You want to roll with that? Okay, you know. And Jacksonville is in the playoffs, and it's great to see them there. But I mean, there are so many games today with so much riding on the line. You know, look at my Dolphins. I'm relying on a third string quarterback to get into the game. I'm not going to say that I'm going to have something inside my Diet Coke today when I'm watching the game, but I'm not going to deny it either, because holy smokes. I mean, Miami went from, all right, we're looking okay. I'm not going to talk about it all that much. I'll let Andy talk about the Dolphins like he does. and now it's just gone to, you know what, a handbasket in the last 5 weeks. Tua's been out. Tua's been injured. So I mean that's a big part of it. But you know, excuses are like, you know what, everybody has them, they all stink. It's next man up mentality that you have to have. So I'm just gonna get popcorn and soda and wings and pizza today and just sit back and watch the fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude. Tampa Bay, I haven't been all that heavy on them. However, what we saw last week was a little bit more promising from Tom to Evans, who really got himself going, right? I think a lot has changed, right? Like we're going to see some new faces. But if Aaron Rodgers does get in, then we have some of the usual suspects with Tom, with Aaron, with Patrick, with Josh. So a lot has changed, but I still think things are pretty similar. And depending on, like, matchups, Tampa's going to get a home game. Okay, so it's not out of the question that they can beat a Dallas team, because I think they could. The Vikings to me are a team that the record looks good, but they're a fraud. They're a complete fraud.
Yeah, I
wouldn't trust them as far as I can throw them. I think with what the Bills have endured throughout the season with injuries, with DeMar on Monday night, and how they've stayed together, I think there's something special about that. I think the way that Joe Burrow and Cincinnati has continued to play better week in and week out, and like they got out to a bad start, man, like they really did. And then all of a sudden they hit a stride, and like they almost hit a stride without their best player on the field, right? I mean Joe's the best player, but Jamar's the best wide receiver, and he's going to open things up for everybody else. And I actually think that did a lot of justice for those other players to be able to figure out their roles and become more of a role player and have a bigger part. And then you put it all together, and that's pretty impressive. Okay. You know, the Eagles have been impressive all year, and they've had a little stumble when Jalen Hurts isn't on the field. And I guess my question there is that proof that actually Jalen Hurts might actually be the MVP of this league, Mike?
Right. Yeah. No, I think you're onto something there for sure. With the Jalen Hurts take for MVP. I mean, there's something there. I still think it's Mahomes to lose. Like, I still think it's Mahomes to lose.
Yeah, and I just want to get this in there, too. The 49ers and the way that they've managed three quarterbacks.
Thank you.
It's pretty remarkable, to say the least. All right, we got to take a break. And my Packers, for crying out loud. The way that they've put it together, too, bro. I mean, I didn't think they had it in them. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life.
Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And at this time, we always do our picks on what we think is going to happen for the NFL. And quite frankly, just another quick thought about the year. Just amazing what we saw from week to week. And man, it the journey is still going, people. Wild card weekend, playoffs, Super Bowl, it's all in front of us. So buckle up. It should be a great week 18. All right, Buccaneers and Falcons. I don't know how much the Buccaneers are going to be playing their starters in this game. I do think that they want to get some reps in. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm going to go with the Falcons in this game because I think that at the end of the day, the Buccaneers want to be as healthy as possible. I know they want reps, but I don't think this game means anything to them. I'm taking the Falcons to win at home in a meaningless football game for both these teams.
No, I'm going to take the Falcons as well, simply because, one, they play better at home. We all know that. But for some of the same reasons you mentioned with Tampa Bay, sitting guys want to be healthy for, a playoff run. So I'll go with Atlanta today.
Patriots playing the Bills, in Orchard Park, New York. I just think this is going to be such a memorable game for the Bills and what happens for them the rest of the way, to be honest with you. I think it's unfortunate that the Patriots are going into this kind of environment where, I'm sorry, man, but there's only going to be one winner here, man. And it's going to be the Buffalo Bills. And the Patriots are going to be on the outside looking in. And they're going to be scratching their head a little bit about the season and the inadequacies with their offense. And we're going to be talking about Buffalo potentially getting to the Super Bowl. I like the Bills today, man.
Yeah, I just don't see New England being able to go into that kind of environment with all the emotion and everything and come out with a victory. I got Buffalo in a big way today.
All right, Vikings playing the Bears. I do think the Vikings are a fraud, okay? But with that being said, Justin Fields is not playing for the Bears. The Vikings need to build a little momentum, and quite frankly, they're playing for a hell of a lot. So they have to win this football game. I'm sorry, but you have to win this football game against a lousy Chicago Bear team that is not playing with Justin Fields. And if Justin Fields were playing, I would probably have a different opinion about this, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Look, the Minnesota Vikings are a fraud to me, as they are to you. But at the same time, you know, look, Chicago's just bad. I mean, that's just a bad football team right now. I got Minnesota winning this game rather comfortably, but I don't see Minnesota going very deep in the playoffs.
Right. We're on the same page. Ravens and Bengals. Yeah. Look, I don't think the Ravens are playing many guys, okay?
They're not.
I think that, again, this is another situation where this is the Bengals game, man. They're going to win it. It's a matter of, like, how much are you going to win by? And ultimately, I just think they're the better football team. So I'm taking Joe Burrow and the Bengals to win this game and to have a home field for that third game for their game, because they are the three seed. So they're not splitting. They're winning this game, and they're going to have a home field advantage for that first round.
No, I got Cincinnati today. I mean, as much as we talk about Buffalo having all that emotion too, look, Cincinnati went through the same thing. It wasn't their teammate, but there was still the same game, same situation. I got Cincinnati playing with a lot of emotion today and getting the victory.
Texans and Colts. Like I said, we're talking about draft here when we're talking about these two teams.
Right.
I'm taking the Texans, bro. They've been in too many football games, like, close, and they've had some bad things happen, and they've played good football teams close, like Kansas City. You know, I mean, it took Kansas City overtime to beat this team. So I'm taking the Texans, man. I think they got more pride, quite frankly. I think they just want to win because they're going to go out and play a little harder.
Right, right. No, I got can I just have a coin flip for this game? I mean,
exactly.
I don't know who to pick and why. I'm going to go with Indy. They're at home. And for no other reason. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jets and Dolphins. Skylar Thompson going to get the start for the Miami Dolphins. I don't trust that guy. I don't know about you, but I think it's kind of unfortunate. Both these teams were like, we had high hopes because of the way they got out of the gates, right? And then they just kind of petered. The stretch, and you know, you look at Miami and how much talent they have on the offensive side of the ball, and if Tua is able to play, I think we feel different about them. But Tua can't stay on the field, and quite frankly, he shouldn't get back on the field with everything that has transpired for him. So I'm taking the Jets, my friend, to pull the shocker here on the road in a beautiful environment where it's like 70 plus degrees. No real elements to play a big part in this. And I'm going to say the Jets can figure out a way to get it done on the road, man, and spoil it for the Dolphins.
Now, look, this is a tough game for me because on one end, like, look, I always root for my team to win, but I tend to be like you, tend to be a realist with my teams. I try to be. You know, when they're playing well, you give them the props. When they're not playing so well, you know, you kind of dig in a little bit. Third-string quarterbacks, I'm not having a lot of confidence in today's game, but the Jets aren't playing that well either. So it's, once again, just give me a coin. Let me flip it. I'm going to pick the Dolphins that are at home. It's going to make things for Skylar Thompson a little bit more easy to digest.
Mike White playing on for the Jets, or do we know? Is he's back, right?
I think he's back, but I haven't seen anything for sure yet in terms of if he's playing or if they got some guy from the subway system up there in New York to play for him. I don't know.
Well, okay, so Jets inactives, quarterback Mike White. So he's not playing. Does that mean it's Zach Wilson then? I would have to think that Zach will be back.
Think.
I mean, you're not going to Flacco, right? So I'm going to guess Zach Wilson out there in a position and in a spot where, you know what? He can get himself a little confidence and maybe have people have a different feeling about him next year. Who knows? Okay, Panthers playing the Saints. Here's the deal here for me, man. Like, I don't like either of these teams, okay? I would say I like to take the upset here and take the Panthers. However, they're abysmal on the road at 1-6, and the Saints are actually somewhat decent because they're at least 500 at home. So I got to go with the Saints at home, man. And I was thinking upset special here because of Steve Wilks and Carolina playing hard for them, but they're terrible on the road, man. I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints. They're at home. I mean, this is a game that I don't know if a dozen people are watching it today. It would probably be a miracle, but I'm going to take the Saints.
Browns and Steelers, important game for the Steelers. Going to be rainy, going to be a little slick, going to be about 40 degrees. I do know something about football, and running games usually travel pretty well. I think it's been that up and down season, and I love Mike T. I love him. I really think he's a great coach, and I actually think even if he goes under 500, he's done a great job. I think that's what happens, man. This is one of my upsets of the day. I think the Browns are going to pull it off on the road and play spoiler to a certain degree for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, look, I got Pittsburgh's at home. Cleveland's not going to surprise them at all. Kenny Pickett is starting to turn into a quarterback here right before our eyes. And plus, my son just walked in, so if I pick anybody but the Steelers, his big butt's going to kick his dad's butt pretty quick. So I got the Steelers today for no other reason other than they're my son's team.
All right, I got the Chargers and the Broncos as the next game here, right? And Broncos have been bad. Chargers have actually turned it on the last few weeks. Like, the bonehead decision-making from the coach has kind of played itself out to a certain degree, and he's put a little more trust and faith in his team, and it's actually boded pretty well. I like the Chargers because the Broncos are just terrible, and I think the Chargers want to ride a little momentum into the playoffs. Mike, there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. It's just the bugs out here in Santan. You know, sometimes a scorpion gets a hold of the phone line.
All right, go ahead.
No, okay. I got, you know, look, the Chargers are going to win this game. Denver's just bad. They got rid of their coach. They got an overpriced quarterback right now. Things aren't going well in Denver. Look, I'm happy for Justin Herbert. Now he's in the playoffs. He can get that off his back. Now let's see if he can get a win in the playoffs to get all this praise that's coming with him.
All right, real quickly, we got to run through these. I didn't realize we're almost up against it. Giants and Eagles. Eagles are playing for a ton. Giants aren't playing anybody. I got the Eagles.
No, I got the Eagles today, and everybody pardon my dogs in the background.
Don't worry about it. Cardinals, 49ers. 49ers playing for a lot, too. I got the 49ers.
Oh, 49ers in a big way. Arizona's just too so banged up. It's just insane.
Rams and Seahawks. This is a potential upset game. However, I'm taking the Seahawks. I think that they're going to make some plays, and the Rams are really bad on the road this year. I got to take the Seahawks.
Yeah, you got to take the 12th man and the Seahawks up there in Seattle. So, you know, we'll see. There could be big changes coming for the Rams as well in the offseason.
Very true. Cowboys, Commanders. Commanders shot themselves in the foot. They're whatever the coach is doing, taking Tyler Heinicke out. I don't get it. Okay, it just Taylor Heine, he should have been playing. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. Cowboys are winning this game. They're playing for too much.
Yeah, Cowboys all day.
And then the big one, my friend, Green Bay Packers at Lambeau for the opportunity to make the playoffs, dude. I got to stick with my Green Bay Packers. They're getting it done. They're going to the postseason. What say you?
I got Aaron Rodgers and your Packers going to the postseason, buddy.
All right, my friend. People, keep it close. We're coming back like we always do with those parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson, always live with you every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks accordingly, people. Okay, Mike, at this time, my friend, we always do parting shots, but a quick reminder, you can find Mike on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can find me at Dorf on Sports. You can find us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. And you can find us on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Well, look, my parting shot is pretty predictable. Look, all those people that help Damar Hamlin come back to life and resuscitate him on the field, in the hospital, the doctors at University of Cincinnati Trauma Hospital, they deserve free tickets to games as long as they are alive for what they did for that young man. And then all the people that have given to his charity where he just wanted to to raise $2,500 for toys for kids. It's over $8.5 million now. Enough said.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, look, obviously, thoughts, prayers, heart going out to Damar Hamlin and just the remarkable recovery that he has made already and continues to make. It's beyond remarkable. And obviously, everybody pulling for you. And now we've learned a lot more about you as a human being. And you're an easy guy to want to like and pull for. This last one, Green Bay, baby, I didn't believe much in you. But you know what? It's time to believe in Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers getting it done for this year. Get to the postseason for the Dorfman and all the Green Bay Packer fans. For Mike Wilson, peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.